Welcome to the Big Success Podcast, cutting-edge conversations on business and personal success, as well as how to level up. Here's your host, number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars.
And this week on the Big Success Podcast, we are joined by the one and only David Meltzer. Now, David's the co-founder of his company, the Sports One Marketing, but he formerly served as the CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment Agency. Now, why is that important? You heard the movie Jerry Maguire? That's right. That's what it was based on. It was based on, or the inspiration of that movie was the company that David was CEO of. He's written some great books. We're going to talk about those during the podcast today. We are talking all things success with David Meltzer. His mission in life is to empower 1 billion people to be happy. Can you imagine that? 1 billion happy people. It's a simple, powerful mission. It's led him to an incredible journey to provide things of value. We'll talk more about that. You'll learn more about that. Big success is happening. It's going to happen today for you, for me, because we're with David Meltzer. And it's big success, and David Meltzer joins us. Now, I got to tell you, David, when I read the article on you, I'm sitting there going, this guy wants to change the world. I need to learn from him about success. So can I ask you, what is success to you? How would you define success?
Success is defined for me as the ability to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of my potential, my success. Not what other people want for me, not what's missing, not what I don't have, but my own potential. So, for example, people ask me, David, what's the greatest success in your life? And I will tell them it's being an average Division III football player, American football player. And they'll say, "What? How could that be? You have this beautiful family. You have," because it's the closest that I have come to my potential according to my genetic and energetic inheritance. So even though it's not that impressive, people would think that making over $100 million, losing it and making it again, or being a great father, or being, I haven't nearly reached my potential when it comes to making money, helping people, or having fun. But for me, that's success. When you can come so close that you can taste your potential, that is success to me.
You know, I love it. I love the way that feels too. So let's go back in your life then. When do you think you chose success? Because we know you have to choose success. When do you think it happened for you? Is it as a kid? Where did it happen?
It happened out of desperation as a five-year-old. My father left. I was left with a single mom, 6 kids, 5 boys, 1 girl, a mom who believed that education was the only way out of the projects in Akron, Ohio. She worked 2 jobs, packed my dinner in a paper bag, drove us around in a station wagon after she taught the second grade just to fill up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards. And at that moment, I said to myself, I'm going to be rich. Because for me, in that world, in my first world I live in, the world of not enough, the world of being a victim, the world of being punished all the time, the way out for me was money, because I was super happy. I had this great mom, great siblings. I didn't know any better. So success for me was going to be determined, could I buy my mom a house? Could I buy my mom a car? Could I make everyone in my family happy? Because the only time we weren't happy was when there was financial distress. So at 5 years old, I chose financial success as my key and my driver of happiness.
Yeah. Hey, do you think, you know, in your story, and you mentioned it earlier, when you make it all and then lose it all, do you have to re-choose success, or have you still already chosen success? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I chose success. And I just, you know, let's just take faith as an example. I used to tell my mom as I became a millionaire, so, you know, early in my life, I said, you know, mom, I'm just sorry. Because my mom is very religious. My family's very religious. I said, I just don't believe in God. I don't serve a God. I serve myself to help other people with good intentions. But I did this myself. And, you know, and my mom said, oh, son, you serve a God. You're just serving the wrong God.
I liked your mom already.
And so success is always a choice that I made. Mm. And I was going to pursue my potential. I just need to learn some lessons through pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes to clarify how exactly I can clear that ego interference that I created for myself, even though I had financial success, financial destruction, and then financial success again.
Yeah. So let's talk about success and how it happens. What's your theory on how people become successful based on your experience? How does success happen?
It aggregates on itself by behaviors. And so I believe in consistency as my superpower and being able to understand the behaviors that aggregate and compound into that pursuit of your potential. If you're aggregating the right behaviors consistently aligned with synergistic supplementary to what you think you want, that potential that you think you want, but being open-minded to be a hypocrite, to change your mind, to learn the lessons indicated by pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes, to leave the world as I did, the world of punishment, a scarce world of not enough, to even world of just enough where, you know, everything is a trade, a negotiation, a competition, a comparison. That world at least is for me, where I give to receive. It's still a scarce world, but it definitely has much more possibilities, options, opportunities, and touches of favor by creating this control of at least this is for me. What I do with it when it comes to me is determined now by values. And those values became very important later on in my life when I realized my values were out of alignment, but I still was in the pursuit of my potential.
Yeah. You know, dang, it brings so many questions up when you think about everything you've said there. Let's dive into one segment of that potential. The potential, like achieving your potential, because I don't think a lot of people realize just how big their potential is. And that's one of the things that I've known from everything I've read of yours so far is that you help people see their potential. How did you help see your potential, I guess, is probably where it started.
I started to study people who surpassed my imagination. I studied the people. See, at so many times, you know, we take for granted, for example, what other people are wishing for. We take it for granted what we're wishing for. But even worse, that we allow ourselves, our own reality surpasses other people's imagination. So I looked at someone's reality and did a spot check and said, you know, let's take Jeff Bezos, for example. This is one of my favorites. So 25 years ago, believe it or not, I was more famous than Jeff Bezos. I was running Samsung's phone division. I had more, embarrassing enough, I had more money than Jeff Bezos had. And 25 years ago, I had more relationships on Sand Hill Road than Jeff Bezos had. So cover this, right? I have more money, more fame, and more relationships than the richest man on earth 25 years ago. Now, what's the difference between Dave Meltzer and Jeff Bezos? Is Jeff Bezos knew back then what I know today about limitations, meaning if I was in his garage 25 years ago and he was selling books online out of his garage, and Jeff Bezos said to Dave Meltzer, hey, Dave Meltzer, you're connected, you're famous, and you're rich. Give me $100,000. I'm going to be the richest man on earth and have the biggest marketplace on earth. In fact, I'm going to make over $1 trillion. David Meltzer back then, the man who creates limitations of the potential that he had, would have said, oh, I know I'm an optimist, Jeff. I'm actually known as a toptimist. I'm the top of the optimist. I see the glass flowing over in my life. But dude, you're high. There's no way you're selling books out of your garage, dude. There's no way you're going to be the richest man on the world, let alone nobody will ever make $1 trillion. This is Dave Meltzer 25 years ago. Jeff Bezos' reality surpassed my imagination. And so what I help people do is allow them to see what they are. You're already happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. Just let's figure out what you're doing to interfere and limit it. The potentials are infinite. And utilizing and studying and aligning with the relativity of time and the potential of infinite thinking and meaning that we realize how we effectuate the activities of today, which today is the only limitation we have. Brad, I teach people this. Today is the only limitation. We're all limited by 24 hours.
Yeah.
Everybody on earth. Doesn't matter what country you're in, we're all relegated and limited by 24 hours. Now, if you can give the right meaning to the defined moments and inflection points of your past, that limit you on your beliefs of the past, your genetic and energetic inheritance of the past, and utilize them in activities today to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful within the context of 24 hours, we then can take advantage of the unlimited future, the relative future of infinity. And this is the secret sauce of being on a trajectory of what you think you want by getting rid of the interference and limitations that you put onto it. Because the only thing that limits your future, as Jeff Bezos knew 25 years ago, was Jeff Bezos, not David Meltzer, not the amount of money in the country, not what had been done before. It was the meaning he gave the inflection points and defined moments of his past, how he utilized the activities of today to put himself in an accelerated aggregate trajectory that even my reality could imagine.
I could spend a month asking you questions on just that answer alone. You're on the Big Success Podcast. We're going to take a break. We are back with the Dave Meltzer. We're going to get into a whole bunch of things around happiness and gratitude, and we're going to get into manifesting and branding in just a moment.
Start living your life on purpose and with a plan. As Brad Sugars teaches, you only get 4,000 weeks, so learn the principles of success and make the most of your life. Join Brad's Purpose event now and create the life that you deserve. Visit bradsugars.com to attend this program as a standalone or as part of Brad Sugars' Entrepreneurial University.
You're back on the Big Success Podcast. I'm Brad Sugars. Dave Meltzer, happiness. Let's discuss that subject because I think it's something that you're pretty incredible at teaching.
Yeah, so for me, that's my mission. My mission is to be happy myself, but to empower over a billion people to be happy. And I define that happiness as I want to empower people to empower others to empower others. 1,000 people like you, Brad, who will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000,000. And one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the last decade is it's really difficult. It's one thing to be happy yourself. It's another thing to help people be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. But to empower someone like you with the values and the daily practices in order to effectuate empowering others to empower others, you have to have infinite patience in order to effectuate a very challenging goal, a very challenging trajectory of trying to empower others to empower others to be happy. I define that happiness. I break it down. I want you to live in a world of more than enough to make a lot of money. Live in a world where that is given a purpose, right? Because money doesn't buy love or happiness. It allows you to shop. And if you shop for the right things, then we can help people and be happy and have fun doing what we do by not loving what we do. But I teach people to learn to love the activities they get paid for, the activities they don't get paid for, the activities they have planned, the activities they don't have planned, and even their sleep. All of these things together are reconciled within the context of this time, 24 hours a day, in order to effectuate happiness.
Love it. Now, your gratitude challenge and your 4 points of gratitude. How do people be successful with gratitude?
Well, I'm blessed to be on the Transformational Leadership Council with the past Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, John Assaroff, Deepak Chopra. I mean, the world thought leaders all agree that gratitude is the most powerful thing you can do to change your life. The ability to have a perception that there's light, love, and lessons in everything. And so what I do is take a step before gratitude to teach something more important than even gratitude. And that is through the 14-day gratitude challenge, because gratitude only takes 0.1 seconds to say thank you.
Yeah.
It's free. And I teach people originally just to say it before you go to bed and when you wake up. But what's so interesting is gratitude's the best vehicle or catalyst in order to teach people something more important than gratitude, which is coherence. Now, I know a lot of people don't understand this, but see, the habit is unbelievable when aggregated and consistently and persistently pursued. But if you don't remember the habit and you don't execute on the habit, if you don't have a habit machine, then it doesn't matter if it's your nutrition, your health, your perspective, your gratitude, your accountability, your inspiration. It doesn't matter what behaviors you want to utilize in order to effectuate an impact on your life and have the exponentiality, acceleration, and compound interest of that behavior if you don't have coherence. So what I do is I make a very simple gratitude challenge that will indefinitely change your life, impact others and as well as yours, by teaching you to say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. And if you do that for 14 days, I lower the bar so far that I show you inherently the power of coherence. And here's the saddest thing, Brad. Everybody agrees with me, whether you are a thought leader or a homeless dude on the street, that gratitude is the most powerful thing in the world. Everyone. I've never had someone tell me, no, gratitude sucks, man. No one's ever said it. But by tonight, right? By tonight, half of the people, half of us will not say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half won't say thank you. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. Now, I've studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I've been around the greatest thought leaders in the world. I have talked to more people than anyone, and nobody disagrees with me. But yet, in 3 days, almost all of us don't have enough coherence in our life, the ability to remember the importance of gratitude and to say thank you. So I implore everyone to utilize the 14-Day Gratitude Challenge and change your life.
Now, show notes, we're going to connect you through to make sure you got all of Dave's contact stuff so you can get to learn that. I want to go back a little ways, though, Dave. 2013, connected to goodness, manifesting. How do people succeed at manifesting? Because I love the book, but I think it's something that you teach so simply that others can't really understand it at that level.
Yeah, you know, first of all, manifesting scares me, the word, and it did before. It seems very woo-woo. I'm talking about getting what you want. And in order to get what you want rapidly and accurately, then you need to know what you want every day. And if you know what you want every day, personally, experientially, giving and receiving-wise, if you know what you want today in a trajectory towards that unlimited future that I talked about, you take the nothingness of living like a tube, food in and food out, you take the nothingness and make it a possibility, a mathematical advantage over nothing. If you know who you can help with what you want and who can help you, because the best way to get what you want is to help others get what they want and allow them to help you get what you want, you then take the possibility and get another mathematical advantage, a probability. And if you know what you want and who, you then can know how by using the lenses of productivity, how productive and value am I providing, accessibility, how accessible am I to others, a community of sponsors and power sponsors, how am I accessing and receiving, but also gratitude. How am I reconciling time with a great chain of feeding? I know there's light, love, and lessons in all my activities, but is it worth it? And if I know my what and my who, I know my possibility to a probability. When I know my how, it becomes my perspective. And to make my perspective a reality, to complete the manifestation process of getting what I want rapidly and accurately, I now can prioritize my now. Utilizing the construct of man-made time, 24 hours a day, I need to know what's important to me from my what, my who, and my how, my possibility, probability, and perspective. Once I have a perspective, I know what's important to me, and I prioritize what's important to me, my potential, not other people, not what's missing, not what I don't have, because prioritization is the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. Time is most best and most efficiently, effectively, and statistically used by those people who know how to prioritize. You cannot prioritize unless you know your possibility, probability, perspective, your what, your who, and your how. And when you know your now, finally, you can apply your why. You don't have to go searching for more money, more health, more wealth, and more worthiness. You will be able to clear what interferes with it by identifying what's interfering with it and getting back to center and go ahead and roll back into the what, the who, the how, and the now. This is how we manifest or get what we want. Know what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how to get it done, and prioritize. You will apply your why and live inspired to what you want.
Dropping bombs of success every second. Everyone's going to have to listen to this about 4 or 5 times. Decision-making. How do we be successful at decision-making? Another thing you make simplified for people.
Yeah, well, you look, making decisions is within, not without. And that's where people get into trouble. So you have to understand ourselves and this idea of the 5 daily practices of when you know what you want, who you can help, and how to get it done, this prioritization is actually the tool to decision-making. Why? Because if you want to make God laugh, right? You want to make God laugh, come up with a great developed plan, because he's going to give you a flat tire. He's going to let the in-laws come visit you. Your fraternity brothers show up unannounced. Trust me, everything is going to happen. But if you have clearly defined, this is what I want, this is who I can help, how best to get it done, and prioritize. Now, the other factor in decision-making is knowing your non-negotiables. So you've got to know, for me, that I put my health first, because if you're healthy, you get as many wishes or once a day. If you're unhealthy, you only get one. As Steve Jobs proved at the end of his life, he only had one wish. And two, non-negotiable of family. And then finally, three, the non-negotiable of time. The non-negotiable of being a student, paying attention to, using the mathematical equation of luck, paying attention to and giving the five levels of intention. This is what I'm going to do today, say today, think today, believe today, and feel today in a trajectory of my unlimited potential in the future by utilizing the what, the who, the how, and the now, and applying my why. Therefore, is a priority of using the daily practices. I have non-negotiables that I put into place to help my decision-making be efficient and effective and statistically successful according to my trajectory.
Dave Meltzer has given us some of the best lessons we've had on the Big Success Podcast. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to talk about leveling up.
David Meltzer is a world-class speaker and teacher. He is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing and formerly served as CEO of the prestigious Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency. David's life mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. This simple yet powerful mission has led him on an incredible journey to provide so many people with one thing: value. Find out more on dmeltzer.com today.
And we're back on the Big Success Podcast. We're talking about leveling up with the Dave Meltzer. Billion people changed into happiness. He's inspiring all of us today, dropping amazing things. I think you're going to have to go back and listen to this twice. Dave, it's been said the good is the enemy to great. How do you stay in great? How do you stay in that level of performance?
Well, it's so interesting because the common denominator, I have a podcast called The Playbook. We've done over 1,200 episodes, one of the top watched or downloaded or subscribed to ones. And the reason is because I'm a modern day Napoleon Hill, where I have the billionaires, the millionaires, the entrepreneurs, the celebrities, athletes, and entertainers looking for that common denominator. And I'm going to tell you, it's the secret to being great, the spirit of excellence. And the common denominator between all these people are that they have a desire to be what they must be. You see, most people go through life like a tube, food in, food out, paycheck in, paycheck out. Living the myth of Sisyphus is written in Camus' The Stranger, pushing a boulder to the top of the hill, just to have it roll down to the bottom every day. But the great ones, not the good ones, the great ones, they don't go the extra mile every once in a while. The good ones do. You see, the good people out there, they go the extra mile every once in a while, and then they use that event, circumstance, or experience to justify, to blame, to live in shame why they are not where they want to be or where they want to dream to be or where they're limiting themselves. You see, the great ones who have a desire that they must be what they can be, they go the extra mile every day. They go the extra mile every single day, and they consistently, persistently pursue their potential, their success. And they have no blame, shame, and justification. They just have a participation in the perception of their dreams and other people's perceptions of their dreams, and they're learning lessons from that participation in the perception of their dreams and how other people perceive them as well. And so if you go the extra mile every day, you live in the empty mile. See, what makes it so intriguing to me with all the unbelievable minds and souls and ideas that I've been surrounded with is that people who go the extra mile every day are living in the empty mile, and it's empty. There's no competition. There's no resistance. There's no overselling, back-end selling, lying, manipulating, and cheating. There's no interference between them and their dreams, their infinite, unlimited dreams. But yet, most people are good. They go the extra mile every once in a while and then go to blame, shame, and justification why they're not there because they went to the extra mile last Thursday.
Dang. So let's talk about being unstoppable then, because I think that's a big part of it. And it's a subject that you're a genius at. How do people be successful at being that unstoppable and staying in that realm?
Well, first of all, you have to distinguish between motivation and inspiration, right? Because this is a distinct thing. People hire me to speak all around the world. They're like, Dave Meltzer, he's the greatest motivational speaker. Or Dave Meltzer, he's the greatest inspirational speaker. Well, you need both. And the relativity between inspiration and motivation is fear. You see, and it's counterintuitive as well, counterconstructive of each other, because fear actually is one of the greatest motivators that exists, because motivation only serves one purpose. Motivation gets you up, gets you back up, or gets you started and gets you back started. Now, just like a rocket ship, 90% of the fuel is used to get that rocket up. Only 10% to get it to Mars or to Moon or whatever. This is true about motivation and inspiration. And what I want to raise is the identification and awareness of fear, because if you can utilize fear in its most efficient, effective way to get us up, get us back up, get us started, and then allow inspiration to transcend that. If we allow that inspiration to clear away the fear, both, though, need to, number one, identify the fear. The first one is use it to its maximum capability to get up and get back up, get started, get back started. But then also use the identification when you're inspired to clear it. So I have a four-step process. Number one, identify fear and how you're going to use it. If you're using it to get up, lean into it, use it efficiently. If it's to get you there, then identify it. Don't resist it. Don't fight it. Don't go over it, under it, through it, around it. Don't out-logic it. Don't analyze it. Don't deny it. Don't oversell it, back and sell it, or cheat it either. Just simply stop. Breathe through the nose and out through the mouth. When we're in and utilizing the identification of fear for inspiration, just stop and then drop down to center. Find the flow. And then remind with the great source, the omniscient, all powerful, all known source. Recollect with it. Remember with it. And then roll into what you want, who you can help, who can help you, how to get it done. Prioritize now and apply the why. Applying the why is inspiration. Live in spirit with something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. You are happy, healthy, wealthy, worthy. Use fear to identify how to get up, but also use the identification of fear how to get out of your own way.
Dang. I got to ask you this question, because your mission of a billion people,
Do we have this lesson?
That's what I'm just about to ask you. I'm like, most people would be like, a million's plenty. You go straight for a billion. Bezos goes straight for a trillion. How do we get people to level up their thinking?
Well, you give meaning to everything you see. And the fastest way to get to where you want to be is surround yourself with people who are already there. They can give you directions. And so for me, it's really, you know, being more interested than interesting. So I'm searching for, I believe my frequency is my neighborhood. My vibration is my neighborhood. And so if I'm surrounding myself in the people in the projects where I grew up, sitting in a lawn chair, drinking a Colt 45, and I lean over and say to that person, hey man, I'm gonna be the richest man on earth. I'm going to have the biggest marketplace on earth. I got this great idea called Amazon. I'm going to start with selling books out of my garage. Can you help me? Even if he believed me, even if he had the mindset, the heart set, and the handset that I have, what options, opportunities, or touches of favor could he really give me? Well, the same thing holds true with frequency and vibration. If I'm surrounding myself with people who are living in the luxury dream home community of vibration and frequency, when I tell them about my inspiration, my idea, my co-creation, not only can they align with the inspiration and co-creation, but they actually can provide me more options, opportunities, and touches of favor, and maybe even accelerate my mission or expand my limitations that I'm giving it. That's the secret sauce. Your frequency is your neighborhood. You got to live in the right neighborhood to take advantage of the options, opportunities, and touches of favor to level up.
Quick fire round. How do we be successful? Real short answers. How do we be successful at health?
Given a minimum amount of time every day. So I can give health a minimum of 1 hour a day. Do not make it a priority. So people lie to themselves and say it's a priority. It goes before your family, your faith, and your finance. Make sure you give a minimum of an hour a day on your health.
How to be successful at goal setting.
Oh, practice goal setting. It's knowing what you want, who you can help, how to get it done, and prioritizing it. Being open-minded, not afraid of being a hypocrite and changing your mind. Remember, being a fast learner is a superpower. That means you make a lot of mistakes, but learn from them. One mistake is perfect. Two mistakes is not learning from it.
And last one on the quickfire round, how to be successful at relationships.
Be of service and ask for help. Most people are good at the first part, but they don't realize that when they ask for help, they become an investment and clear interference between them. They actually are living in a value add world, not a zero sum game. Ask for help and be of service to the person you want a relationship with.
Love it. Final question. What's the best piece of advice you ever got on success, or the best quote you've ever heard on success?
Well, the best piece of advice is ask for help. The best quote that I have for success is be kind to your future self. Do good deeds.
Love it. Dave Meltzer, legend in the world of teaching. Love having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, everyone. Email me. The notes are there. I'm here to be of service and value. Thank you so much.
And that's the Big Success Podcast for today. Hopefully you took a lot of notes. Hopefully you learned a bunch. And hopefully you're going to take action on it. BS, Brad Sugars, Big Success, take action. Check all the show notes for all of the links. So I make sure that you have links to every single thing that every speaker has in our show notes. Check them now. Click the links. Take advantage of it. And I'll speak to you again next time on the Big Success Podcast.
You've been listening to the Big Success Podcast with the number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars. To learn more about how to achieve business and personal success, as well as how to level up or listen to past episodes, visit www.bradsugars.com.